So we've had an opportunity to talk to several people from the Clinton campaign. We have reached out to the Trump campaign, tried to get anyone from their campaign, whether it be Pence or Trump himself. No response. The Hillary Clinton campaign, they've made their people available to us, and they've gotten us some pretty good names. We don't endorse her for president. We don't endorse Trump for president. We just encourage you to vote and vote with your conscience. Tomorrow's your last day to do so. The leader of the free world will be elected. And like it or not, Senator Tim Kaine might be the next vice president of the United States of America. We received word last week that we had an opportunity to speak with Tim Kaine. Soul Brother Kevin and I were unavailable. Seth Kushner, putting in his hard work, came up to the radio station with his wife and his two dogs, pre-approved questions in hand for the Clinton campaign, wants to be sure that we ask the right questions in the right order.
Let the people know they didn't want me to ask one of the questions, but I still did it.
They said no questions about medical marijuana. But Seth Kushner, he didn't get to where he is by listening to Flax and Handlers.
No, just kidding. They were all really cool.
And on a Saturday afternoon, there was Seth. Probably in the Dove production, or the Dove studio, if I know him.
Yes. I got there at 5:30 for a 6 o'clock interview that ended up not happening until 6:15.
Of course, because that's how things go in radio.
Well, they said that he needed to find a new phone to make the call.
We wanted a good connection. So they told you that you had 5 minutes, not a second more.
They said, I'll give you a few seconds for an intro and a few seconds for an outro, but you got to be out in 5 minutes. And she said, I'm going to text you a 2-minute warning and a 1-minute warning.
Wow.
So like I said earlier, normally you have a producer for those kinds of things where they'll text me and then I'll hold up a 1 or 2, you know.
Right.
But I had to see that happening and do the interview, which I'm not an experienced host or interviewer, so it was a lot to deal with.
It was a fantastic, frenetic 5-minute interview. I didn't know anything about Tim Kaine going into this interview, and I came away knowing more about Tim Kaine than I knew before the interview. Make our bed and we'll stay out late. God, I love the song.
I'm glad you liked the interview. You were the last person I sent it to who got back to me.
Oh, yeah. No, I was busy. Well, you sent it to me. I was in Orlando already for Halloween Horror Nights. So I didn't listen to it until yesterday on my couch. And then I listened to it. And then I listened to it again. And I said, man, this is a really good interview. And I played it for my son. And he said, wow, that's cool that you guys got to interview him.
Oh, good.
He said, I'm proud of Uncle Seth. And
he didn't say that he hates me now.
No. And so without further ado, this is so huge for us. Tim Kaine, vice presidential hopeful, and Seth Kushner from this past Saturday.
Hey, Seth, Tim.
Senator, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time for us today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. We're having a great time doing campaign events in Florida and on our way to hang with John Bon Jovi for a while.
Yeah, you think you're going to go up on stage with Bon Jovi tonight and play anything? What's the plan for that?
Well, usually I'm the last to know about something like so. We'll just have to be in suspense and see what happens.
Senator Kaine, I want to know, have you had any out-of-body moments during this campaign where you just couldn't believe you're in a position to be the next vice president?
Seth, I have those moments every day where I'm like, is this really me doing this? I'll tell you one that was funny. Is after I got on the ticket in Philadelphia at the convention, we were leaving the convention hall on the night that President Obama and Vice President Biden spoke. And so they both had motorcades, and Hillary had a motorcade. And I was in a limo, and somebody turned and said, hey, Senator, sorry, your motorcade is going to be fourth in line. And like, wow, I've never even had a motorcade, so I just deadpanned. I hate it when my motorcade's fourth in line. It just seems so surreal that I had a motorcade at all. And when I said it that way, it made my wife bust out laughing, which is usually what I'm trying to do in life, is just make her laugh.
What's it like inside those motorcades, Senator?
It is. There's a lot of noise, is what I can tell you. There's a lot of noise, but you know, the folks who work on the security detail become your friends. They're pros. They have a job to do, but they become your friends.
Senator, I want to know, is there a story out of all the people that you've met so far on the road that has really stuck with you?
Wow. There are a couple, but maybe the one that I would think of first. I was at the campaigning at the Iowa State Fair, and I ran into a grandfather holding a little boy, clearly his grandson, and I said, hey, tell me about this guy. And the kid's name was Jude, and he said, well, I'll tell you about Jude. He's 3.5 years old, and he's already had 5 open heart operations at the Children's Hospital in Omaha. And by now, Jude's mom and dad came over, too, and the dad was a pretty big guy. And the dad sort of put his hand on my shoulders and said, you know, Jude wouldn't have been able to have these operations had it not been for the Affordable Care Act. And because of his heart condition, he would, before the Affordable Care Act, he would have had a pre-existing condition and never been able to get health insurance in his life. Will you tell me that you will make sure that the Affordable Care Act isn't repealed by a Donald Trump and all these people lose these protections? And I said, you can absolutely have my word on it. Hillary and I will maintain and improve it, but we're not going to let anybody take health insurance away from 20 million people, especially your son.
Well, I can definitely see why that story stuck with you. I am with Senator Tim Kaine right now on the phone. Senator, I want to know, I'm going to change it up quickly on you. What band T-shirts do you own?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I used to own an Elvis Costello T-shirt. Oh, and I actually have one. I'm a huge Replacements fan.
Okay.
I don't have a Replacements T-shirt, but they have a song called Buck Hill, which is named after a ski area in Minnesota. And I got my son, who lives in Minneapolis, to buy a Buck Hill T-shirt for me that I wear when I work out. So far, nobody has connected it with the Replacements, but at least I know it's connected to the Replacements.
It's going to happen now after everybody hears this interview, Senator. Senator, I want to know, here in Florida, this is a big topic of conversation. What are your thoughts on Amendment 2, which would legalize medicinal marijuana?
You know, Hillary and I both believe states can be labs for that and that they should do what they think is right. We support at the federal level 2 things with respect to marijuana. One is President Obama has recently rescheduled marijuana to a different classification of drugs, because before, the classification of marijuana was such that you couldn't even do research into its effects. And I think there's some research that needs to be done, for example, about marijuana and pain management. It may be that marijuana for some kinds of pain management would be much less harmful than opioid prescription medicines, for example. Also, we really believe in sentencing reform at the federal level so that folks who've been convicted of nonviolent drug offenses should not be imprisoned to the degree they are in this country. But for purposes of the state laws, whether it's medical or recreational, we feel like we should leave that up to the states, and so I'll leave that one up to Florida voters.
Well, a lot of people are going to be happy to hear that. Senator, I just have 1 more minute left with you, so I got to ask you a few quick questions. I want to know, do you enjoy brunch, and if so, what is your favorite brunch food?
I do enjoy brunch and Eggs Benedict. I got to go with Eggs Benedict.
All right. Are you a Game of Thrones fan, and if you're not, what's your go-to TV show right now?
I will tell you, I've never watched Game of Thrones. I'm more into reality shows like River Monsters and Portlandia.
Wow, okay. And my last question for you, what's the last thing you want people to think about when they go to vote this Tuesday?
That it's an honor and privilege to live in a nation where we can all participate, and we ought to make history on Tuesday to elect a super qualified Hillary Clinton as president, the first woman president in this country.
Senator Tim Kaine, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to spend with me. Have fun tonight. I don't know if Bon Jovi's going to let you play with him, but I hope he does. And thanks for taking a few minutes today. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you.
Yeah, really fun to talk. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Senator.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye. Thanks, guys.